Hi there, this is Paula from Sugarbox Coaching and welcome to this audio blog which is entitled Asking for What You Want, How Hard Can It Be? Well, very by all accounts. Lots of us 40-somethings and onwards find it difficult to ask for what we want, need, deserve because we lack the assertiveness that this requires. So who listening to this feels that if they ask for what they want, people won't like them anymore? I know this is true of many small business owners of our age who tie themselves in knots when they're asked for favours or the scope of a project being worked on begins to creep. Oh, could you just do this as well? I'm sure it won't take long. You know what I'm talking about here, don't you? It's nice to be liked and to receive approval. However, this needs to come from ourselves before it comes from anyone else. And if we don't approve and we put everyone else before ourselves, we run the risk of seething and then exploding, and then no one will like us, and with good reason. The way I see it, we have rights. If you're a business owner, you have a right to be paid, on time if possible, for the fantastic work that you do. You have the right to refuse to undertake extra unpaid work, and I know many of us do in gestures of goodwill, but when it negatively impacts upon us, we need to rethink this. You don't need to be sorry for requesting the things that you want, because other people aren't mind readers, so how are they going to know if you don't ask? You're also allowed to change your mind as well, and it doesn't have to be described as a U-turn either. You know, when you hear people describe what you've done when you've changed your mind as, oh, I see you've backed up there, or massive U-turn, isn't it? No, it's a change of mind. You have the right. You can also hog the remote control now and again, and you can make mistakes and not beat yourself up over it. Learn from your mistakes and then move on. Now, being assertive means that we respect our rights and we respect the rights of other people. If you find yourself being walked on or scared of asking for what you need, then the best thing to do is approach the situation head on and be direct. If the person in question could really go off you if you to be direct, then perhaps it's time to question the relationship anyway. If you haven't been paid, for example, a friendly mind or an attached invoice will demonstrate that you're there and you haven't forgotten it. If you can't extend your goodwill or you don't want to, then say so. If you can offer an alternative, feel free. Ask for what you want, be open and be honest. Most people appreciate it and remember you have rights. Change your mind if you want to, but remember to keep those informed who could really do with knowing. Assertion has built-in respect. Keeping people waiting doesn't. Remember, when it's your turn for the telly remote, you also get to offer your feet up for massage by your partner. That's one of the laws of stuff. It's just the rules. Make mistakes, because we all do. Learn from them, move on. Don't keep making the same mistakes. The only time it's worth beating yourself up for the mistakes you make is when you keep wondering why it hurts when you bang your head against a brick wall. Being direct and showing respect is the quickest way to asserting yourself and asking for what you want. And like all change, it can feel uncomfortable. We can't retreat into the cosy and familiar pattern of spending our days lightly seething. However, like all good habits, it gets easier and the long-term rewards are so worth it. Thank you for listening to this blog. If you want to get in touch with me, have a look at the website. It's www.sugarboxcoaching.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Sugarbox Coach. And you can also connect to us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/sugarboxcoach. My name is Paula Jones, and until next time.